Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, the Providence-based band The Low Anthem has had a great couple of years. Their 2009 album, Oh My God, Charlie Darwin, earned a lot of love from fans and critics. They've played at Lincoln Center, been on David Letterman twice, and will tour with Iron and Wine. So it's interesting that the young lady of the group, Jossie Adams, chose this moment to do some serious side work. Her debut solo album, Bed of Notions, comes out today, and her record release party is tonight at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. Jossie Adams and cellist Rachel Rizek performed live in Radio Boston Studio 3 this week, and if you know Jossie's music already, you're going to love what you're about to hear. And if you don't know her music, you're also going to love what you're about to hear. Here's why.
Chastity, let down your golden hair as you plaintively prepare for your grim but fabricated fairy tale. Tell it as you wish. Tell it as you wish. Chastity, oh chastity, let down your golden hair. As you wish. Don't take heed that levity speak. Leave the heart lead you. Fall away out from this fairy tale you seek. Your soul will be free. Wipe away the soot of bygone. And you will see what you can see.
That was Jossie Adams of The Low Anthem and Robin Rizek playing the song Chastity, Let Down Your Golden Hair. It's off Jossie Adams' debut solo album, Bed of Notions. And Jossie Adams and Robin Rizek are here with me in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Hi.
Well, Jossie, some people probably know you best as one of the musicians from the band The Low Anthem. But for those people, I think they're actually going to be, or maybe already are, somewhat surprised by the sound of this solo album of yours. Let's remind folks what the sound of The Low Anthem is like. And here's a cut off of the album, Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. Here's you singing with Ben Knox Miller on the very bluesy tune, Don't Let Nobody Turn You Around. Now, compare that to what we just heard when you played Chastity Let Down Your Golden Hair, a totally different sound. Were you looking deliberately to create a sound that set you apart from the work you had done with the Low Anthem?
Not specifically, no. The music that I play at the Low Anthem, we have a pretty wide range. I'd say that's the song you just heard is pretty far to one end of the spectrum. While it is something that we do and actually have been doing more of recently, we also go all the way in the other direction where we have very stripped down songs. Some are very like a choral sounding. So I definitely am not trying to be like or not be like the Low Anthem, but I'm going off on my own. I think it gives me an opportunity to sort of fill out musically maybe a little more than I do in the Low Anthem just for taste reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it lets me explore different areas.
Well, actually, let me ask you about that, because the Low Anthem has been really successful. I mean, just last week you played on David Letterman's show for the second time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And your recent American Songbook show at the Lincoln Center's Allen Room, it totally sold out. It sounds like the work that you're doing with the Low Anthem is like really going gangbusters. So why also at the same time sort of depart from that and do a solo album?
Well, I have all these songs. I really love to sing, and it's not by any means going to be my focus, but it's something that I'm definitely need to let out and put out there, and I figured record it, play some shows. You know, I'm one of the three people in the Low Anthem, so I am proclaiming my individuality.
And you're also proclaiming that individuality, I guess, in the venues that you're performing the solo work in smaller venues. I mean, not the Lincoln Center. So, I mean, is that a different experience, being in those more intimate spaces?
Definitely. It's what I love the most to do, I think. I mean, Lincoln Center show was really wonderful. It was one of the best experiences. It became sort of a destination show. We got to, like, bring in other musicians and make new arrangements for it, and it was really exciting. But, like, once a venue gets to be a certain size, it becomes less personal.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to play in a place like the Lizard Lounge again, it's just really nice to go back there and be able to play and feel like you're part of everything that's happening.
Well, I often find that it feels to me that when artists and musicians who are with a successful band and also want to do solo work, it's a way for them, you know, as you said, to sort of stretch out, experiment with different sounds, but also really sort of focus maybe impulses that you had within you as an artist. Because, for example, you know, you'd mentioned that the Low Anthem has a very wide range, and the band also uses a ton of different instruments. I'm reading here clarinet, electric bass, pump organ, stylophone. I'm not even sure I know what that is.
Stylophone? It made the list. It's like a kind of like a little mini single note piano that you play with a magnetic pen.
Well, here on your solo album, you've got mostly guitar and keys, and with Robin here, you've got a cello. And I'm here in the studio. I saw you have a little music box as well. But overall, it's a much more limited variety of instruments. Why do you want to do that? Is that a sound that you're more comfortable with, or maybe you can get a greater degree of that intimacy you were talking about?
Yeah. Well, I think a main thing is that I wanted to play with Robin, and Robin plays a cello. And so we made a lot of the arrangements together, and she played the cello on every track, and she played beautifully, and there was no need for all this other stuff to come in. So I felt like we were able to get a lot of range in the sounds that we had with fewer instruments, and that is different, certainly, than the Low Anthem, where the arrangements are so important to the sound of the song.
Well, Robin, feel free to chime in here. What is the collaborative process like between the two of you then?
It's fun. It's really great. Jossie, you know, she comes in with songs, and we get to sit down and work through them. And, you know, it's fun for me because I do get to explore with different sounds on my instrument, different methods and techniques about how I can take what she brings and sort of make it what she wants as well as what I want.
I think our intuition is nicely in touch with each other.
Well, You've got your instruments here. Let's listen to what that collaboration sounds like in reality. If we can just have you play another song. How about Mary, Mary? This one features quite a bit of that beautiful sound of your cello, Robin.
Sure.
Mary stood tall on her brother's chinny chin chin. She drank all his laughter, his tears, and his sin. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? When tucked inside your pumpkin shell, with nowhere else to go. And when he came tumbling down the hill, she tumbled down after to keep the time still. With hunger, the heavens rumbled and cried. The giants tumbled out of the sky. And fee-fi-fo-fum on her so-heralded haven that God knew she'd not be in. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how's your garden grow? When tucked inside your pumpkin shell with nowhere else to go. And on his chin he grew a beard to muffle the jingle and jangle he feared. And hey, diddle, diddle, he was over the moon. And God knew she'd not be there soon. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? When tucked inside your pumpkin shell, with nowhere else to go.
That's Jossie Adams and Robin Ryzik playing Mary Mary off Jossie Adams' debut solo album, Bed of Notions. What is this song about, Jossie?
Oh, okay. Well, abstractly, it's about somebody who leans very heavily on somebody else, in this case, her brother, and as a result, actually doesn't have a very happy ending. Some of it is, you know, woman power. but the idea of the song is that there is a woman who's got somebody else that she heavily relies on, and he is either stronger in personality or more controlling, or maybe she's just shy or hasn't figured herself out. Whatever the circumstances may be, she's relying on this person, and in the end, it turns out that, like, if she could just be a little bit more herself, things would turn out a little better.
So here comes the question which we journalist types always love to ask, but I've got to ask it now. Is that something that you've personally felt or experienced, being surrounded by stronger personalities and leaning on them heavily and not wanting to and wanting to sort of to establish yourself more?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, being a girl and being in a band with two other guys that are very strong-headed and they have a lot of will and a lot of conviction, it's sometimes tricky to be yourself. And that's not, nobody wants, you know, for me to, like, be shy. They don't want for me to be shy. They're just being themselves. They're wonderful people. But I think it's certainly a, you know, a reality, a real situation that it came directly from that.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of that voice of yours. Here is the song, I'll Follow You Home Tonight.
Never was a city girl. People make me scared. But for you, I go anywhere in this God Almighty world. world, you will come back quivering. Touch my vitamin D, babe. Your eyes, my moonlit wine. I get drunk on you, babe. I would drink you all the time. And if I come to the city to take your thing that ever stood in the way of following you home tonight.
So that voice, when did you start singing?
I started singing when I joined the Low Anthem, actually, so I guess 4 years ago.
So not that long then?
Mm-mm.
And how did you develop that particular sound? I mean, it's like warbling almost and very delicate. Is that something that you sort of naturally come to? Or are there other female singers that you look to for inspiration in developing that kind of sound?
I think it comes naturally to me. I mean, there's certainly certain singers that I am excited about because I hear them and think, wow, they sound a little bit weird, but I really like them, and it gives me a little boot of confidence. Like, there's some very beautifully expressive singers out there that don't have typical voices, such as, you know, Anais Mitchell or Emmylou Harris would be a huge example of that. Like, she has a very, very beautiful voice, very expressive, but it's not typical sounding at all. So I think it's just me being, I guess, a hard trier, like just doing the best that I can, and just that's what comes out.
Well, your talent and effort are definitely getting noticed, because a while ago we spoke to Session Americana. We actually had them on the show back in the fall, and you've actually played with them around Boston. And here's what one of the band members had to say about you.
Jossie's is a quirky sprite of a singer. I mean, she's sort of unlike anyone else that I've played with. She comes from this almost playful, silly piece, but with an edge that's sort of spooky and dark to it, if you can imagine that.
So is that how you see yourself? Playful but dark?
Yeah. That was really nice. Yeah. I'd say so, actually. I think the new songs I've been writing might even display that more. Or Mary Mary might be a good example of that.
Yeah. Well, I think we have another good example of how you mix that sort of playfulness and dark edge, and it's right off the title track of your debut album, Bed of Notions. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
There's a bluebird on my shoulder. The devil's song. It's how I know this war ain't over. How I know my ways, they aren't all wrong. But I still have my bed of notions. Well, I sleep with them from day to day. I still have no, I haven't yet let them get away.
So when I heard that, it feels like gentle whiplash, because you start talking about, you know, something beautiful and delicate, this bluebird, and then you say it's singing the devil's song. I mean, what's going on there?
Well, that song is a song about a woman who's has a child, and she's kind of doing things that might not be perfectly ethical to support her child. But the happy part is she's confident in herself. She thinks that this child deserves to be brought up and should be a a thing in the world as she deserves to be a thing in the world. And so it's kind of like this dance around what's right, what's wrong, you know. It's not all cut and dry.
Is that the bed of notions, that those things that we cling to, those sort of values and ideals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jossie Adams' debut solo album, Bed of Notions, is going to be released tonight. There's a release party at the Lizard Lounge where she and Robin Rysik will be performing, so definitely go check it out. Jossie Adams and Robin Rysik, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
From the place where I am.
There's a great video of Jossie Adams performing live in our studio. It's on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston, there's been a sudden boom in great new vegetarian, even vegan restaurants around Greater Boston. We'll be joined by the chefs behind some of those exciting new vegan menus. It's a soy lover's delight, but can they overcome my passion for Fenway Franks? You'll have to tune in to find out. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.